Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Fire Emblem Podcast. This is Season 5, Episode 3. I'm Blazer, and with me I have my co-host, Shu.
What's so funny?
We haven't even started yet, and you're already cracking up, Shu. What is this?
Yeah, no, it's, I'm just so excited to be here.
Yeah.
I really am.
I think that's our intro. I think that's our intro right there, Shu.
Yeah, that's our intro. Yeah, no, you can tell how much we enjoy doing this by how often we make these. We make these all the time. Like, we can't get enough.
Well, I mean, I was just thinking, okay, so basically, context, Shu and I were discussing, like, an intro for the podcast, and then without thinking about it, I was like, for the first time in a while, and now that I go back to it, that's basically our already existing intro that we say.
Yeah, that's our, it's our bit.
It's just, I don't know, it's not the best intro. Like, nah. Like, if we ever do this more, we'll have to eventually lose out on that intro. I'll have mixed feelings about that.
Hopefully by then we'll have said something else that, you know, is kind of funny.
You're right.
Maybe. I wouldn't count on it, though.
Probably not, but hey. I mean, we'll try, as we always say. So, What's the topic for today?
The topic for today is Nintendo Switch, specifically how it pertains to Fire Emblem.
Oh, not Pokemon? Because I hear there's a new Pokemon game.
Switch. Well, Blazer, the thing about that is that I don't care about the new Pokemon game.
I know,
that's a controversial opinion. I'm not, okay, disclaimer, before you turn the podcast off, I want you to hear my next statement. I don't dislike Pokemon, I just don't care about it. There's a big difference. A huge difference. In fact, me and my coworker, we played through the entirety of Pokemon Emerald a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
While we were supposed to be working. So, I don't dislike Pokemon, I just don't care about it that much.
I mean, that's fair. You know, I was thinking ahead of time, like, you know, how should I, like, share this on Twitter? I was like, well, everyone's playing Pokemon. Not everyone, but a lot of people are playing Pokemon. I was like, hey, you know, just pull this up while you're playing Pokemon.
Yeah, seriously.
Listen to our podcast. I mean, let's be real. Like, Pokemon's the kind of game you can basically play with one hand. You just, like, if you set the L button to the A button, which is, like, an option, you're basically just using your thumb to, like, move a character around, and then you just press A to battle, because let's be real, that's all you need. Yeah. And, like, that's
just
it.
Just like chess.
Yeah.
Just in one hand, honestly. Exactly. You're lucky. You guys are lucky that...
two chess games at once.
Yeah. No, you guys are lucky that we didn't, you know, with our freaking brain factory over here trying to figure out, like, how do we get people to listen to the podcast? Let's stay topical. How about we make a podcast about how Fire Emblem could be mixed together with Pokemon, and we'll just rake in those sweet listeners. But you guys are lucky we didn't do that.
I mean, that would have been easy money. Like, I mean, honestly, I'm not even against being a sellout. So if you want to do that for our next podcast, like, I'll consider it.
I'm gonna have to pass on that one. You can you can do that one by yourself.
I mean, that's fine, dude. Let's be real. If I don't do some podcasts by myself, we'll only do one, like, twice a year anyway, so. All right, though. Back to the Switch. So, Pokemon aside, there's not a whole lot we know about the Switch. I mean, even the Pokemon game is just a rumor, and there's been, like, a billion rumors, and rumors are just that, rumors, so don't take them too seriously. There's no rumored Fire Emblem game, but we just watched, like, the trailer again, and we're just thinking, you know, with all this, like, Switch talk and Switch hype, like, you know, how would a Fire Emblem game be on the Switch? Like, what are the chances of us getting it and all that jazz? So what are your thoughts on that, Shu?
Yeah, I think, speaking before the podcast, you and I kind of came to the same conclusion that there's a better chance, just being that it's the idea Nintendo is, going for here is that the Switch is supposed to be a hybrid between, like, a home console and a portable console. And that in itself leads us to believe that we're going to have a better chance of seeing a Fire Emblem game on the Switch. going forward. What?
I said compared to.
Compared to the Wii U.
Okay.
Considering yeah. it's yeah.
I mean, go ahead.
No, I mean it's just like. Obviously, I mean there are other reasons why the Fire Emblem did not end up on the Wii U, but I think it's just like, I mean, even like throughout history, Fire Emblem made the most money when it was on handheld mm-hmm. throughout its entire lifespan, and I think that in itself gives it a lot more likelihood to be on the Switch, considering it's not, even though it's made more money on handheld consoles, it has not specifically or primarily been a handheld franchise. Considering if you know anything about the pre-Game Boy Advance era, all those games are on the Nintendo and Super Nintendo.
Right.
Fire Emblem 1 through 5 were all on that. Then obviously there's Fire Emblem 9 and 10. And, I mean, those were successful games in their own right. Mm-hmm.
I think so, FE9 did pretty well. I think FE10 was a little bit harder, but I mean you could say there's various reasons for that. So mm-hmm. you know the Wii, I guess, not attracting kind of as many hardcore gamers in a sense. So maybe Fire Emblem kind of fell off a little bit there, or maybe because it was a sequel, maybe people felt a little like, you know, not as welcomed. They're like, oh, well, I haven't played the previous one, you know, that kind of thing.
Sure.
But I mean, overall, I agree. I think that, you know, sales aside, there's probably some inherent bias from the creators that their favorite portability, and there's some, I think, bias from the players, because if you think, especially if you think about the West, we started with the portable games. FE7 and 8 were both portable. And then, you know, FE11 and 12 were also portable, even though we didn't get 12. But then also, you know, when the series started selling a lot again with FE13, you know, and then now Fates, those games are all portable. And I think because Fire Emblem's a longer game, it's an RPG, it's a strategy game, you know, it takes a lot of time. So the fact that it's portable makes it, you know, a lot more approachable. You can, you know, play while you're on the go, but it's not like an action game that necessarily takes a lot of focus. It is kind of the game where, you know, if I really wanted to, I could, like, battle for a turn and then, like, close it and then, like, come back later. And, like, I might feel, like, slightly disoriented, but, you know, maybe not. It's not like, you know, maybe Smash or, I don't know, some other game where you don't necessarily want to just be, like, you know, stopping in the middle. Fire Emblem, you can stop in the middle of a turn or, like, whatever it is. It's pretty convenient. You know, it's a solid game for on the go, I think.
Absolutely.
Too bad that... What?
Blazer throwing a little bit of shade at Smash Brothers on the 3DS there.
Yeah. No, I was just thinking, like, what other games? You know, it's unfortunate that despite that issue, I'm pretty sure you still haven't beaten Fates. Truth?
We're not going to talk about that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to confirm or deny that.
I mean, come on, guys. You know what the answer is then, so...
It's
an indirect. You know, Shu has his pride, so he can't say anything. Mm-hmm. But, you know, no comment is a comment within itself, so.
Oh, that's really profound of you to say.
Yeah. I tried, dude. I mean, you know, I make podcasts. I gotta be a little profound once in a while. Mm-hmm. Aside from that, so I was looking online, because I vaguely remember this article I saw that was like, you know, Wii U games, you know, so expensive. You know, it is HD development, it is console development. It's kind of expected that it's going to take notably more money to make a, you know, a console Fire Emblem game than a handheld game. You know, the handheld has a lot, you know, less power to run on. So even if you push the system, it still looks like a PS2 game, basically, or something like that. No offense. You know, it's a portable game. That's just kind of what you expect from it. You know, the screen's a lot smaller. You're not running a game in HD. So TLDR, the article says that a Wii U version of Fire Emblem would need to sell 700,000 in order to be considered a success. And that is according to Nintendo's Hitoshi Yamagami. he's just, if you don't know him, he's just one of the dudes, like, behind Fire Emblem. So you can either thank him or blame him for the series, depending on how you feel about it. And so he said that in comparison, Fire Emblem Awakening for the 3DS needed 250,000 sales to be considered a success, which it not only reached, but well exceeded. And it gives a sale number here, but I'm pretty sure that since this article, it has greatly surpassed that number and sold, like, well over a million, probably close to 1.5 million global. I'm guessing that, like, once Fates came out, it's possible that even more people got into the series, and I know Fates itself sold well. So, I mean, basically, like, with these portable games, if they need, like, 250K, and they're selling, like, a million, that's, like, four times as much as they need. And basically, like, every sale after once they break even is, like, extra, like, raking and, you know, raking in profit, right? And then you have, you know, whereas the Wii U version, it's like, okay, it needs 700,000 just to be, like, considered a decent success, and then anything after would be good. And I think that your point with the comparison to the Wii U is that, like, the Wii U was basically a flop, right? I mean, you know, unabated, you know, honest, you know, objective statement. Compared to other consoles, it did not sell that well. It was not looked very fondly upon. Let's put it that way. You know, even if it had some great games. So, like, Nintendo themselves, I think, didn't have a ton of confidence to be putting series that aren't like Mario and Zelda and other such things on that console. Which is ironic that I say that because it still hasn't gotten a new main Zelda game. But that's neither here nor there. So how do you feel about that, too?
No, I mean, I'm in agreement, and honestly, I don't think that... do you get the impression that there's a sizable faction of Fire Emblem fans that just freaking hate playing Fire Emblem on mobile? I don't
honestly don't know anyone. I know that people have asked for a Fire Emblem game for the Wii U, and, like, even in this article, it says that, like, that's what, you know, that's the whole reason they made the article. And
right.
You know, they announced, like, SMTXFU, which became that weird J-pop RPG spinoff, but, yeah, like, that's not really what people wanted from a Fire Emblem game. I think that was Nintendo's compromise. They're like, you know, we don't have enough money to build, like, a Fire Emblem game from scratch, because, like, making all the, you know, HD models and animations for this is, like, super expensive. So, like, we'll give you, like, half a Fire Emblem game, and then the other half will be, like, a typical Atlas RPG. But, you know, that's not going to satisfy, like, most Fire Emblem fans, right? And I think we kind of saw that. So, I mean, like, no, like, I don't really disagree, and I don't really think they hurt people. But that being said, I think there's still a lot to be gained from putting a Fire Emblem game on a home console. I mean, like, how'd you like FE9 and 10?
Oh, I mean, I liked them well enough. Honestly, I'll be honest, they're probably not my favorite in the series, just because I never really cared much for the,
Lagoos.
No, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. It's not, I'm not saying they're bad.
She was an anti-furry.
On an objective level, I just, it wasn't for me. I mean, that particular part of the game. I mean, I played them both and I beat them both.
You
mean
subjective level?
What'd I say?
Objective?
Okay, yeah. No, but I would have probably been very interested in a Fire Emblem game making its appearance on the Wii U just to see how it would play.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, who doesn't want to see Wii U? Who doesn't want to see a Fire Emblem game in a graphical style that is different than the one on the 3DS? I mean, that's just me. I really think that I would like to see him go in a more serious direction. I don't know. That's not either here nor there.
Well, no, I think it's fair to discuss it. It's Fire Emblem. I mean, it's definitely just two people's opinion, but I would be with Shu on this one, where the 3DS style doesn't really appeal to me. I mean, even once they added feet, I felt like the proportions were always just very off, and the way they walked was, and the way they run is very unnatural. And I compare it to, like, FE10 probably had the best 3D animations. FE9 wasn't its models weren't the worst, I guess, but the animation was very stiff. You could tell, like, okay, these guys have never done,
I hated those animations, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. But, like once it got to FE10, it was like, you know, like, this is acceptable, right? Like, this is solid. So, like, I'd like to see something, I guess, in FE10 style again. It doesn't have to necessarily be in that style, but nothing, like, too chibi or misproportioned. And I think the added level of detail and texture would be pretty cool. I mean, if they don't want to go for, like, a realistic style, they can always do something, like, cel-shaded or more, like, artistic, right? I mean, have you seen, like, the new One Piece game, for instance?
Mm-hmm.
One Piece Burning Blood. And I know this has nothing to do with Fire Emblem, but basically, if you just Google a screenshot, it's very stylized so that it looks kind of like an actual, like, manga. It's got this weird, like, cel-shaded effect, but it looks kind of, like, drawn. And so, like, it's a PS4 game, and people expect a certain level of, like, graphic quality from PS4. But, like, it does a good job of, like, not looking old and, like, outdated, but also having, like, a somewhat cool art style. So basically, it's a compromise between, like, budget and, like, looking good. Which I think is important with Nintendo. You know how they are. They don't like to make extremely realistic games because it's, like, expensive and, like, not their style. And then, like, even in this article that I pulled up to bring it back up, it says, like, recently EA considered Dead Space 3 a failure because it did not meet a sales goal of 5 million copies. Now, I mean, this was a bit ago, but, like, Square Enix said the same thing about some of its games. You know, basically, they put so much time and money into these games, they have to sell several million. Nintendo's thing is, like, we'll try and make our games, like, look decent, but not put quite as much money so that it's a lot easier to return a profit. I think I'm totally okay with that if they do that with a Switch, especially because you're going to be running the game on a portable anyway, presumably at 720p. So, like, I don't expect, like, super realistic, you know, PS4 level, you know, quality of graphics, but, you know, something definitely more than you can do on, you know, the 3DS for sure.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, pretty excited about the Switch, whether we get a Fire Emblem game or not, and I don't think we're going to get a Fire Emblem game anytime soon.
No, I would agree. I don't know. If you had to pick a date or a year, I guess, for the next Fire Emblem game released, what would you think? What would you put it at?
Okay, so I'm gonna go above and beyond the Call of Duty here and not just keep
you. Oh, boy.
She's like, no, man, this is a simple question. Right? Okay, the answer, I'll put, it's coming out in 2017. I'll give you 2020. How about you?
Really, 2020?
Yeah.
I think you'll see another Fire Emblem game as early as 2018.
For the Switch.
Oh no! I didn't mean for Switch. I mean for in general.
Oh, in general. Oh, okay, in general. Sorry. I thought you meant specifically for the Switch.
No.
Maybe if I wasn't talking so much, I would have heard your question. No. In general, yeah, 2018. Is pretty fair. I mean, I guess when did Fates come out?
2015?
It came out this year in America, right? I mean, it came out in 2015 in Japan.
Right.
So, honestly, 2017 is possible, but they would have to do it for, like, 3DS again, which would be weird.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And would it be weird? Do you think that would be weird?
Because I feel like okay, the 3DS isn't dead yet, and they're still making games for it, definitely more games than the Wii U, but I don't see it lasting so long where they'd want to be dedicating, like, what's now one of their biggest developers to building a relatively big game for that, especially because it already has, like, two Fire Emblem games, one of which is, like, has three campaigns in it. So it feels like it's already, like, fully saturated on Fire Emblem content. If they do make a third game, I think it's not going to sell well, or it's going to be in a weird spot like FE5 and FE8, where, it, you know, maybe even FE10, where, like, if you release it too late, it has like a less chance of selling well, I feel, or getting as much attention. So I don't know if that would be a great idea on their part. But if you say 28, then it's like, well, are they going to put out a new handheld, and then we'll see a Fire Emblem game on that? Or are we going to see a Fire Emblem game for the Switch right away? I mean, they just, the only other major, like, series that they have, Intelligent Systems, is, I guess, Paper Mario, besides Fire Emblem. And, like, they do have other series, but you figure they're always working on at least one of them, right? As their two major series.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, we had this, like, discussion on how expensive development for home consoles is. So if they only have the Switch and they're phasing out their 3DS, do you really think they could get a Fire Emblem game out by 2018? We'll say in Japan, just because that's when the games, they always come out in Japan first. We'll say in Japan by 2018 for the Switch. Because, I mean, basically that's kind of the only option, in my opinion. I can't see the 3DS lasting another year for them to make another Fire Emblem game for a handheld. I mean, it will, but it should be such a weird move.
That's an interesting point. I don't exactly know. I think it would be interesting to find out what we're going to know about the evolution of Nintendo's handheld front, so to speak. What that's going to be like, or like, I don't know, say this time next year. Cause
yeah,
I could
will it
see.
Even exist though? Because
yeah, no, that's what I'm wondering. Is it going to, or what are they going to do
the
next?
Switch, or is the Switch it? The Switch is the replacement. They're merging everything, like people kind of want them to do. I mean, that's part of the reason why people are hyped on the Switch, because they're like, well, great, now we get to see like all the games on one console, and just everything will just be like upgraded, awesome, unified, but we'll have like the best of both worlds.
Right? Interesting. I'd be interested to see if they can. I understand the reasoning for it, or the thought process behind trying to merge the two, because I guess Nintendo was just kind of doubling down. They figured out that handheld is kind of where their best bet is, but they obviously don't want to throw out their home console capabilities or anything like that. But I kind of want to hold the Switch in my hand and see exactly like, can it be what the 3DS was?
Yeah, you're right. There's also, like, the
I'm
price
curious.
Tag.
Yeah.
And things like... So, like, the thing with handhelds is, like, even in my family, where, like, we don't have a ton of gamers, we still have, like, 2 3DSs. I know in other families, they'll sometimes have, like, you know, 2 or 3 3DSs, depending on, you know, if the parents are gamers, if the kids are gamers. Now, like, with a home console, you rarely do you have more than one of a single, like, console in your house, right? It's just, like, you just hook it up to the TV and you share it. Right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, like, it's going to be a weird spot. Like, are people going to have, like, multiple Switches in the same family? Because, I mean, the console can be by itself, right? So, you know, like... But then again, it's, like, it's not pocket-sized, and you have to worry about, like the controllers and, like... I mean, like, you wouldn't want to, like, put those controllers, like, with the thumbstick sticking out... And, like, it's weird because there's no perfect compromise for, like, portability, but, like, a good screen and all that. I mean, like, imagine, like, the gamepad, right? Like, there's no way you're fitting the Wii U gamepad in your pocket.
No.
Even with, like, some of the monster pockets I have, that's just not happening. If I did it, I would look retarded, assuming it would even fit. So, I don't know. I mean, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, and I mean, I remember because you mentioned that we watched the trailer for the Switch before we recorded this, and I'm somebody that is excited for the Switch. I definitely anticipate myself getting one, but the way they portray it, obviously, and I mean, I'm kind of disposed against commercials in general. I just hate commercials. that they definitely portray it as something. I mean, obviously they're showing off all the different ways you can use it, which I think is the coolest part about it. But they're also trying to show off this idea that you can like just pick it up and you know you can take it anywhere, and people are gonna do that. And I mean, I'm watching these people like take it out at like an airport,
thinking, it's questionable, right?
I don't know if I'd ever see that. I really don't.
It's like a storage, like, I'd have to, like, keep this in my backpack all the time. And, like,
and I don't want to carry a backpack?
Yeah,
Like, I try to eliminate this stuff in my pockets.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I guess, like, honestly, going to the airport is almost a situation more likely than usual, because if I go to the airport, I might actually be wearing a backpack, but, like, going out places in general, I'm, like, if I'm going to someone's house, I'm not just gonna, like, casually take out the Switch from my pocket. It's not gonna happen, right? It's not that portable, right? Like, it's portable, but it's not that portable.
No.
And, like, I'm not gonna, like, take, like, a dedicated carrying case, because it's just socially awkward. So, it is weird, and, like, another thing is that Nintendo's recently, or as they've, like, revealed the Switch, they've started calling it a home console. So you have to think, like, maybe they aren't giving up on the on handheld development. But then it, like, contradicts their earlier idea of, like, merging the development of the two systems. So, is there going to be maybe, like, a Switch Mini that, like, uses the same OS and, like, the same development infrastructure, but it's just, like, actually portable? There's too many, like, if factors, I guess.
Right, right. And I'm going to go on record in saying that they should do that, because I can definitely see them losing out on a lot. Like, I could see a lot of people that, I mean, in 2 years from now, 2-3 years from now, they're still playing their 3DSs, even if there really aren't games coming out for it anymore, and, you know, it's like there's nothing on the horizon, they're still not going to want to switch to the Nintendo Switch. I don't think it's necessarily a thing that the people that play the 3DS a lot are just going to start carrying Switches around.
Right, it's not exactly the same, right? It's not a full replacement, but it's good enough to, like, it's like 50% there. It's good enough to, like, grab a lot of people that wouldn't maybe pick up a home console otherwise. But, yeah, I don't think it's a replacement. So, it'll be interesting to see with Fire Emblem and its kind of its bias towards getting a portable games and portable games selling well, to see if we'll have to wait until we get another portable system, or is it the, in my opinion, unlikely case where it'll get another Fire Emblem game for the 3DS? I mean, they already have the development infrastructure, like the engine, so it wouldn't be that expensive, but I still think it would be weird, because if you look at the upcoming 3DS games, it's basically just, like, third-party stuff that already released in Japan, you know, and it's, like, getting localized, like, now, and it's, like, two other games, right? So, like, there's no, like, big new, like, Zelda or Mario game coming out. No. The only, like, big title they had is the new recent Pokemon game, and they already had three Pokemon games on the 3DS, so I can't see another, like, major Pokemon game coming. So that's why I guess I said 2020 for Fire Emblem. You know, like, we got a lot of Fire Emblem recently. If they do make a Switch Fire Emblem, I feel like they'd be starting it around now, and it would take, because they'd have to build it up from the ground up, we wouldn't see it until maybe 2019. Like, give them 2-3 years, and then it maybe come out 2019 or 2020. You know, depending on how that goes. That's what sounds realistic. I guess 2019 is feasible.
Yeah.
That would basically mean, like, two years of development, 2.5 years, and then, like, release it in, like, the fall of 2019 or something like that.
Yeah. Okay, so let me ask you this. This is not necessarily related to Fire Emblem, but just talking about this is maybe think about, do you think that, let's say, Nintendo does put itself in this weird position where they're trying to double down on merging their home console and their mobile gaming fronts together and trying to make it work, and they don't necessarily pull it off, we still got, I mean, the Switch doesn't necessarily blow anybody out of the water. It's not selling a ton. People still carrying around 3DS. Do you think that another game company could take the crown in the mobile gaming market? And pretty much, I don't really want to say this, but in this situation, they deal a pretty, pretty, like, damning blow to Nintendo in the process. Now, I'm saying this knowing that pretty much every other game developer's forays into the mobile market haven't been very good. I mean, I've always been a big fan of the PSP and the PS Vita, but nobody else's, so.
You got one fan here. Count them. Two.
Two? Okay.
No, I feel you, though. Like, yeah, Nintendo's definitely had domination over the handheld market. Can I see someone kind of replacing that? It's funny, because earlier today I watched a video where basically some dude is, or some group of dudes or whatever, is trying to, like, kickstart the quote-unquote Switch killer. And it's like, yo, hold on, dude. Like, the Nintendo Switch isn't even out. You're trying to kill this shit, and, like, it hasn't even been, like, a month since it, like, got announced, right? Maybe it has, but, like, it's a little too early. And, you know, like, so they basically have a handheld that's kind of like the Vita, but it, like, plays PC games. And the concept's, like, kind of cool, but can it be a killer? I don't know, because in the end, a lot of Nintendo is its own games and its first-party development and, like, and what it does with the system. That's always been a lot of its appeal. So, like, even if the hardware is solid, you can have a lot of situations like the Ouya and other things where the games, the marketing, and everything else just isn't there. Or maybe it's just the brand recognition isn't there. You know, Nintendo's got a lot of loyalists where, like, even a flop like the Wii U still sold, you know, 12 million. You know, like, that's a lot more than a lot of other consoles that you don't hear about precisely because they didn't sell anywhere near that much. I would say not within probably 4 years. After that, it's going to be tough to say. Like, technology's developed so fast with flip phones to now smartphones. I don't know why I thought of that, but like mobile phones are now, like, more powerful than the 3DS itself. So it's like, if they had buttons, they could do a lot. That's, like, one of the few things kind of holding them back, if that makes sense. I mean, that's why you don't play mobile games, right?
No, I don't. No, not at all.
So, I mean, there's that. Like, I don't know. I don't feel like the mobile platform is just very suited to the traditional gaming experience. And I don't think that anyone can quite pull it off like Nintendo can. The closest thing is, like you said, the PSP and PS Vita. And, like, the PS Vita is a fun console, but it still couldn't do it because it just doesn't have, like, the killer apps or whatever you want to call them that drag people in. So, yeah, I think even if they go for the Switch and it's not, like, a huge success, like you said, I don't think they'd get replaced, and I think that opportunity would be open. I think it would be hard to, like, quit and then get back into it, if that makes sense. So for their sake, I hope if they do only go with the Switch, they manage to, like, basically make everyone's dreams come true.
Make, like, it
at this
work.
Point, the expectations for the Switch are, like, super high. A lot of what people want is, like, wishful thinking. You know, they're like, yeah, like, I want, like, a new full 3D Metroid game, the new Zelda, a new 3D Mario, a new 2D Mario, a new Pokemon game, a new Pokemon Coliseum, and a Pokemon
And I'm still
Snap.
Sitting over here with no F-Zero.
You know, it's like, you know, and, you know, yeah, I want, you know, a new F-Zero, and it's gonna have, like, you know, super good online, and, like, graphics are better than, like, all the other consoles, including the Scorpio. And I'm just like, alright, like, not all this is gonna happen. You're gonna be greatly disappointed when this console comes out, but we'll see what Nintendo does, I guess.
Yeah, I'm rooting for them because I like Nintendo, but I feel like they're having a hard time, like, I mean, like you said, they have loyalists, but I feel like they do have a hard time maintaining a demographic that's going to sustain them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, or meet any of their sales goals. I just, it's, like, obviously, okay, the Zeldas are going to sell well, the Marios are going to sell well, but beyond that, what are they going to do? Like, how are they gonna? I mean, you can't ride those forever.
You're right.
They can't.
Yeah, I think they realize that, and I think that's why, like, Nintendo's a company that's very conservative. So I think after the Wii U failure, they're like, okay, we need to, like, change things up a lot, which is why they're changing things up a lot with the Switch. Including, like, with third parties. One of, like, the major criticisms with the Wii U was, like, third-party support, it doesn't exist. It will be interesting to see, like, are they going to try and go for hardcore gamers? And like, how is this going to tie in with the mobile game? Like, the Fire Emblem for mobile is something I was thinking about. So, like, I don't know if IS is involved in that or not, but, you know, are they going to have, like, a weird, like, enhanced HD Switch port for that on this, the, you know, the Switch? That would, I can't really imagine it, but, like, that would be an interesting possibility. Or maybe we would just see kind of, like, a different version, like, a $9.99 version, like, a mini Fire Emblem game. I wouldn't really be a fan of that, because I kind of like actual games, but...
Yeah.
I don't know, there's so many possibilities, and it's like, yeah, who are they going after? You look at the trailer, like, what'd you notice about the demographic shown in the trailer? You're very astute, Shu, which I know you are.
Oh, yes. Oh. Yeah, I don't know. It's...
What do you mean you don't know? Shu, answer the question.
I mean...
No, I mean, okay, so think about the trailer. Like, you saw, like, the dude at the beginning, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, the girl later who, like, walked mm-hmm. outside. And, like, mm-hmm. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just Google, like, Switch trailer or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what didn't you see, right? And, like, what did all those people have in common compared to, like, the usual Nintendo advertising?
They were all attractive. Is that what's weird about it?
Not no, but that's not what I was looking for.
And these are not the type of people that play Nintendo games.
Yeah, very true. Basically, they're all, like, older people that, like... They're not, like, the usual, like, kids that you kind of see, like, watching it and playing Nintendo. They're definitely going after, like, an older, you know, demographic.
Or, like, that people that are on the move, I think, is the general idea.
That too, yeah.
Because these people, I mean, but these people don't look like people that play games anyway.
That's true, but, like, maybe that's the whole thing. Like, they're trying to get these people who don't play games to, like, get into it, and they know, like, the Nintendo loyalists are, like, they're going to pick it up once you throw on, like, the Pokemon Zelda and Mario, right? You don't have to worry too much about them as long as those games don't suck. It's more about getting, like, the other gamers and, like, the PS4 gamers and, like, the Xbox gamers that maybe they only play, like, a game or two a year, or they don't play games at all or whatever it is, and, like, dragging those people into it. So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how they advertise it and if, I guess, Fire Emblem will play a role in that and kind of getting... Because, I mean, Fire Emblem is... definitely more of a serious series than, like, Kirby and such, even with its transition to, like, fan service and Japanese culture and all that. It's still more serious and less kiddie than other series, so it will be interesting to see, like, will that be one of their, like, core games, or, you know, are they going to wait for, like, a handheld, or are they just going to, like, go with the mobile Fire Emblem game? I seriously hope not, because I'm, like, interested to see how that looks, but it's not a game that I'm going to feel very compelled to play just because I'm not a mobile gamer. So
mm-hmm.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really know. I'm a lot less optimistic about this. And I really like the looks of the Switch. I'm starting to think that the market base for Nintendo is just getting smaller and smaller. And
yeah, same.
I don't know.
This is their shot, like...
It is.
They're gonna have to do, like, a solid lineup of first party and third party, and, like, it is really good. I can tell you, like, right now, like, guys, if you want to Switch, like, pre-order, like, whatever it takes, because you're not gonna get it otherwise. Okay, let's be real. Like, Shio, I know you're not like me, and you don't keep up with, like, every little thing that happens in the gaming industry, but.
Only the interesting
Amiibo.
Parts.
Do you remember the Amiibo shortages? You remember those, right?
Yes. Oh, I know. I actually do, because I have a bunch of friends that work at Best Buy. We talked about them all the time.
Right. Like, it was awful, okay? We don't need to relive that time of our life, because we're going through our own problems right now.
Yeah.
But, like, it was awful, okay? Then we had, like, lots of other, like, different little, like, shortages, like Xenoblade Chronicles Special Edition, Fire Emblem Special Edition... some other game special edition, like, games that just didn't get physical copies or, you know, whatever, limited. Like, everything is, like, low on stock, high demand, or at least perceived high demand, right? As long as the demand is notably higher than the supply, it seems like there's high demand. And the same thing happened with the NES Classic Edition, or whatever they're calling it, recently. Like, good luck getting one of those. Like, pre-orders or orders sold out in, like, 15 minutes. So, my point is, the Switch might be a similar thing. I hope it doesn't backfire on them, because it certainly could. But, you know, we'll see if it lives up to the hype. January 12th. I'm sure we'll have a podcast after that.
Mm-hmm.
Almost definitely, to discuss that, you know, once we get more information. Right now, I guess there's too many things up in the air, but in a way that makes it more fun for speculation, no?
Oh, no, absolutely. It does, but yeah, I don't know. The problem with Nintendo, I'm sorry, I gotta say this, but, like, the problem with Nintendo is that not only do they have to execute, like, they do have to make good games or get good third-party titles on their consoles, but they also gotta make people believe it. And actually buy it, because I'll, okay, yeah, no, because, like, everybody bought a Wii,
and,
yeah, everybody had a Wii, and everybody remembers how just flooded that console was with just dredge, just garbage, as far as third-party releases go.
Bins full. Literally bins full. You bins go to Best Buy, just literally bins.
Just trash. Just garbage. It's
there's
just
your third party
games
you wanted.
Really? And it left a lot of people that didn't particularly care for the Nintendo first party releases. Kinda thinking, well, why am I gonna continue to buy Nintendo consoles?
The dark age of gaming. That's true. I mean, I know a lot of people, like, bought it, and that's nice, but I'm pretty sure they also sold it after. Like, I'm pretty sure finding a used Wii U was not very hard, and it's something that people don't really talk about, because, like, once you buy a console, it's like, alright, you know, like, that's one console we sold. But I don't never see any statistics on, like, the number of consoles that are, like, returned. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I feel like in that sense, for a lot of people, it might have been like, oh, I got my Wii U, I play, like, Smash and, like, Wii Sports, and now it's, like, 3 months later, it's like, man, like, I don't have anything I want to do on this console. GG, I'm getting, like, $50 from GameStop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be tough, but...
Yeah. I mean, they have me, but... I don't really count for anything.
I can't do it. I can't do it all myself, man.
Yeah, dude, I'd buy 8 million Nintendo Switches if I could. But no, I wouldn't. But
dude, you have so many parts.
I mean, at that point, I would just buy Intelligent Systems and start making better Fire Emblem games. # shots fired.
Woo!
Yeah. All right, I think that's a good stopping point. And end it with a couple of bangs.
Yeah, I guess so.
Alright, guys. Until next time.